الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اجتبى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اتق الله في المحارم تكن أعبد الناس أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وذكر هذا الحديث إمام الترمذي في سننه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we take some time to benefit from Hazrat directly and take the ifadat and the istifadat from the mashayikh, we will do a quick mudhakara, a quick revision on some basic principles by which the murideen, the mutaalliqeen, the salikeen, those who desire the love of Allah and wish to allow the process of tazkiyah to happen to them, if they hold to these few basic principles, inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal will give this person tawfiq, even if it means on the last moment, before he leaves this world, Allah will complete his islah, and inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in a condition where he is purified, and his iman is intact, and he is in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah's love, Allah's hub, and as the poet says, Allah's ishq, this infatuating love of Allah Azza wa Jal is the highest thing to achieve. Highest. Nothing greater than the hub of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is no doubt that every one of us, whether we are broken, whether we are involved in sin, whether we have intelligence or no intelligence, there is a speck, there's a little spark in our heart that, oh Allah, I want to love you. Oh Allah, I want to get that love from you. But we don't know how. So the first usul, the first mabadi al-tasawwuf, the first introduction to the benefits of the Ahlullah, when Hazrat will sit here, when the Mashayikh will sit here, the first usul is we need irada. You need desire, intent. And subhanallah, if we study and analyze our Shaykh Abdul Hamid's bayan last night, the entire philosophy of Shaykh's bayan last night, we don't even know we have to change ourselves. We need to know that. So if we can learn that in the Islahi Jalsa, then at least we have left with an intent. Listen, I'm on the wrong side. I need to change. And when that spark starts to grow a little bit, we're not going to go in the length of the time, we have about 7 minutes, we're just going to mention the point. I need this irada. When I have this irada, and alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, everyone that is sitting here, it is that irada that has brought us. To some level, we had an intent, whether it was for simply to pass time, whether it was simply for another friend to make him happy. Ultimately, there's only one thing that is going to happen in these majalis is change. So, even if we recognize it, or we don't recognize it, there is some inclination secretly within us that why we are sitting here. We want to change. Irada. But this will not suffice. This will stop. You have to match the salik, the murid, the muta'alliq. The ashik, the person who wants to get to that stage, he has to match the irada with azam. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Quran al-Karim says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. What is azam? There is a fark. Taqiyyu bin al-Sidqi rahimahumullah said, irada, it can be done without even thinking. It just came in your mind. I want to do it. Whether I do it, no. But I know I want to do something. In a subliminal level, everybody wants to be a millionaire. Some for the good intention because the Islam was made, and some for the non-good intention. But everyone has an irada, but that will not suffice. He goes to the next azam. He becomes firm upon that intention. Now let me see what can I do to attain that. I want the love of Allah. I want the hub of Allah. What can I do to get that? Second, when this has come into the heart, in the human being, this also will not suffice because now he has a firm intent. He moves on that. He has to have a third rule, third usul. He needs to have a shawq. He needs to have a desire to get that. So he intends to do it. He's firm upon that intention. I will give an unbeautiful example. I want to become a millionaire. I'm moving into the business, but I'm not motivated. I don't have the desire. I don't know the value of this. But when that comes into that man's heart, so let's take the love of Allah, I want the love of Allah, I have the irada, I'm firm, I came to the majlis, I came to the Islahi Jansa, but I don't have shawq, then these programs and these majalis, they will have benefit, always will have benefit, but the intent will not be reached. Now he has desire, simple desire, it's not wrong. We're sitting on the mimbar, I mean, Maulana will be sitting on the mimbar and some of us will sit there, you know, when I was a youngster, I should look at these ulama, and said, MashaAllah, you know, it'll be nice if we can be like them. We don't want to be bad people. With nice, not for honor, because Allah wants us to be like that. So this is the shawq, the desire. We want to get there. And that also will not be complete. We'll get to that point. We'll come right to that wali of Allah. We'll come right to that amr of the command of Allah. We'll come right to the Quran. We'll come right to that stage, the third point. We have to complete that with one more principle. And that is, Mawlana Ashraf al-Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, he said it's from the arkan, it's from the main pillars of tasawwuf, of tazkiyah, ulul himma. We must have some high hopes that Allah is going to give it to us. It's going to happen. I must just do what is required from me. I must just do that. Allah wants me to be there, for salah I'm going to be. Allah wants me to put my hands in the Ahlullah's hands, then let me do that. I will not object. I will not create ishkal. I will do it. And when this comes into a person, then subhanallah, you will find most times Allah Azza wa Jalla starts opening this door of a person's islah, which ultimately will lead to the ma'rifat and the love of Allah. That is only the first basic stage. 4 points. Second stage. For those Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed, that Allah has brought you and you have made bay'ah. You are murid, you are desirous. And you don't know now what's the next step. How do I spiritually? I know the wali of Allah has the love in his heart. I know it's there. We know it, that's why Allah brought us. Now how do I get it from them? How do I take it? How do I draw this love? Because subhanallah, I don't have time to give you dalail and proof. But trust me, because this is not my saying. This is the saying of all our akabirin, that the system of the transference of the love of Allah is from one qalb to another qalb. It is from heart to heart that it is transferred. Allah did not need the Quran and the Kaaba and give us themselves. The Arab were perfect in the understanding of Arabic. There's the Quran, there's the revelation, you figure it out. Allah sent the Kitabullah, and then Allah sent Rijalullah, and that will always be there. Allah said, وَكُونُوا مَا أَصْتَادِقِينَ. Allah commanded us that you want to get to me, go in the company of the pious. Allah cannot command us and then not leave the dari'ah and then not leave the means for us. Till Qiyamah, right till the last lamha, Allah will always leave the Kitabullah there, and Allah will always be the Rijalullah. Now Allah brought us there. Now we are connected. Quickly, what do we do? First, we need to have i'tiqad in our shaykh. I need to have that correct hope, love and yaqeen. That, oh Allah, there are many awliya, but Allah, you brought me to this door. It's Babu Tawbah. You brought me to this door. Every door has a different flavor. Some like karikichri, some like burgers, and some like a steak. Allah brought you to one particular door. It is one flavor. Mr. Rahmatullah was saying, you know, it's the Isawi, it's the Ibrahimi, it's the Musawi, it's different flavors. Allah brought you to a particular shaykh. Have that, Ya Allah, you brought me here. Allah, I have trust in the shaykh. I have love for this, aqidat. I have muhabbat for the shaykh. Waddat, aqidat, second point. I need to have i'timad. This is where many of us are failing in our progress, in our tazkiyah. We love the Shaykh, but we don't have firm reliance. We have firm reliance that this person I've entrusted myself to for the tarbiyah, what he tells me is most beneficial to me. Whether I understand or whether I do not understand, I will not apply myself. I will give myself off, but I will not apply my mind. The Shaykh told me, listen here, go now and go make salam to this person. Don't exist. The third point, after the i'timad and i'tiqad, you need to be in regular mashura ittila'. You need to be informing these mashayikh. And when you have this ittila' and you inform them of your conditions, and don't feel shy, I'll give you the example of Matanwi and then we will end. Inform them of your conditions, they will hear it. And when they hear these conditions, they will give you the remedies. And that comes to the final point. If we want to make taraqi in this line, if we want to, when they give us the ittila', we need to make the ittiba'. We need to follow. If these simple rules are applied, inshaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless us that we will finally reach that maqsood, which is His love. But we are deficient in our irada, in our azam, in our shawq, in our ulul himma, in our i'tiqad, our i'timad, our ittila, our ittiba. You will find, we will go up sometimes, we will go down. We will never find the progress. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us this understanding. We will just mention one point and we will end. Spiritually to benefit from the mashayikh, please understand, there is no necessity for them to give a bayan. So if Hazrat Mawlana has to sit here now, and he doesn't want to speak to us, 1 hour, and we have to sit here quiet for 1 hour, this entire purpose of coming to the Islahi Jalsa is that the nur and the love of Allah that is descending in the qulub of His arifin, that must be transferred to us. We believe that Samsung created a device called Bluetooth and it can send from one phone to another phone. But we don't trust that Allah has put a system in place that we can come to these majalis. We don't need to hear a lecture. We don't need to be told a nasiha. We can just sit and the transference can take place. So that is where I will end. It is the adab of the mashayikh in the gatherings that we open our qulub and we allow ourselves to receive this anwarat, this barakat, and this love. And that is when we will benefit from our mashayikh. Wa akhru dawana alhamdulillah لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الكريم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is what you call a dilemma. The murids are waiting and here we have to take but the instruction of Shaykh, so we will steal a few minutes. These are the 8 rules. There was 4 more rules if I made intention that if I had the opportunity I will mention it. Muhyiddin ibn al-Arabi rahimahumullah, he wrote and he alluded to this. And Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, in his application of the Khanqa, he was extremely emphasizing on this last 4 rules I'm going to explain to you. This last 4, and he drew it, I found it in the Futuhat al-Makkiyah of Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah. But we will take it from Mawlana Zakariya. We will take it from our Shaykh of our silsila of al-Muhajir, Haji Imdadullah al-Muhajir al-Makki. We won't have to go so far back to that book. Our academic teaching is sufficient. Now let's say we have all these 8 rules into place. The first 4 rules, we got to the mashayikh, we have taken the bay'ah, we are doing these things regularly. What next? So one day Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi was in Saharanpur. There was a particular alim that came. He was travelling from Deoband with Mawlana Ibrahimiyya rahmatullah alayhi. They two were friends, they were going to visit Mawlana Zakariya in Saharanpur. And Mawlana Ibrahim Mia, whom people know, he was the Khalifa, he was Murid of Mawlana Zakariya. So he came there and he was thinking the tasawwuf has become too overwhelmed, too much. So as he came to Mawlana Zakariya and he made salam, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi said, by Ibrahim, but I forgot the other brother's name, by Ibrahim and brother so and so, you just put the first foot onto your nafs and the next foot you will be in the complete love and marifat of Allah. This is an ocean in a cup. Now let's take the ocean back out of the cup, because some of us when the ocean is in a cup we can't drink it. So let's take the ocean a little bit out. How do we achieve this mujahada? We know it, we've heard it, we read the books, we read Fadail al-Sadaqat, we read Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali's works. So to achieve the mujahada, mujahada is only one thing. Remember the rule, it is only one thing. And the mashayikh will use many systems around this one rule. That when your nafs tells you yes, you don't say yaba. When your nafs say jump, you say no. That's all. Now your temperament may be different, so your shaykh may give you a different prescription. It is all around one matter, just so that you are in control of what your desires tell you. لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Allah makes mention in Quran that this nafs, if it is left to its own whims and its fancy, like Mawlana Hakim Ashraf, Mawlana Ashraf Al-Thani rahmatullah alayhi, in his Mawa'idh writes, he gives an analogy, it is like a horse, a wild horse. If a rider sits on a wild horse, and he says, do what you want, I'm just on you for a ride, the horse will kill you. We can't simply say, I got enough, I need to bring it under control. So how do we do it? Mawlana Zakariya gave us the solution. Put your foot on the nafs. So the brothers are going to ask, where's my nafs? Do you put your foot on me? No! What do I do? How do I practice this mujahada? There is known as killatul arba'ah. There are four rules. Basic rules. So first we gave four, we'll end up with this last four. The first, be qillatul ta'am. Control on your food. Every time I mention this advice, within a short few days, my Shaykh Hazrat Haji Sahab phones me from Medina and he warns me. He said, please, Mawlana, don't let the guy starve. You're going to get big problem. Because before I should tell him, just cut the food out. No. As I mentioned, he says, it's what you like and you desiring, saying no at the right time. You looking for that Kit Kat chocolate. You ate a good meal, there's no need for that. So how do you make mujahada of the nafs? You go and you buy the Kit Kat chocolate. Yeah, you must buy it first. Otherwise there's no mujahada. I'm not going to eat it. You must buy it. You must open the chocolate and you must take it to your friend and say, you eat it. You have to do that. Then it's not mujahada. Then you play in your brain. Now your nafs. Eat your food. Eat in rational. That's the first advice. What you are having, this in control impulse. I'm listening for it, but I don't need it. Sometimes, Sahal Tusturi rahmatullah alayhi, he would say, there was for 15 days at a time I wouldn't drink water because my sister would mix water with the sawiq, and the sawiq had water, so it sufficed for me. We're not asking the brothers to do that. I know there's a drought in Cape Town, drink the water, alhamdulillah. But sometimes you came out of the majlis, there's no need to go drink the glass of water. We can get the reward of Jannah by sitting in the majlis till the adhan. And the next thing, go to the back just to stretch a little bit out, talk to a little bit of friends. Alhamdulillah, it's nothing wrong. The next, just because the next told you, my friend, you're not in charge, I'm in charge. You sit right here on this musalla. And you don't look right and left, you just make zikr. So it's bringing the nafs. So in the food, quickly, the first point, when you have an intense list, the English would say list, desire for a particular food, control yourself, eat it later when that list is not there. Number two, and this one is the golden rule, be very careful of doubtful food. Be very careful. Allah commanded in Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha rusul, O prophets, kulu min at-tayyibat. You must go and eat from that which is pure. Allah did not command them to eat that which is halal. That was understood. One is halal and one is pure. You go to the restaurant, nothing wrong, the food is halal. But that man was making the burger and he had no food in his own house. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-aynu haqq, the eye is true. And he looked at that food with such hatred and desire that man is getting it and he's going to blast ₹1,000 on this meal and I don't have food at home, and he's going to look with that evil intent, and that nazar is going to contaminate this food. Okay, brothers tell me, no, the restaurants feed them very well. Okay, let's go to the next level. Was the person making zikrullah when he was cooking the food? The wife at home, at least she was making zikr. She was a state of iman. Who's preparing the food? Then I take one bite, I'm feeling happy, feeling nice, my nafs is increasing. But now, because there is doubt in that food, I'm not talking about haram food. This doubtful food, this is the number one cause by which 99% of us are not progressing into the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. This doubtful food, if Allah can give you the strength and you can become a man, you must cut this thing off. Haji Sahab, Allah reward, I'll just make one tazkira, I don't want to make too much stories. Hazrat eats dal every day for the last how many years? Tell Hazrat, no other food you eat? He says, what's the purpose of this food? This food is to give me strength to make the ibadah of Allah. I'm a few years for me to pass away. Let me just eat this dal. Every single day the same food. Because my desire wants something else, but my body only needs it. And Hazrat would say, if you eat smarties, you become a smartie. You eat sweet, too much, you become a sweetie. Alright? It's good to be sweet for your wife. What he was saying, we eat too much of these desirous sweets and things, and it makes us get involved in too much of these things. Be very careful. So even if we're not eating little, we're eating good breakfast, good lunch, good supper, or we're eating whatever, moderation in what we eat. When we like it, we don't eat it. And on top of that, Be very careful of this takeout food. Be very careful of doubtful food. Be very, 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 very careful. Second one, قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ قِلَّةُ الْمَنَامِ. Be very, very careful on your sleep. Now on the sleep, our ulama has mentioned one advice. You don't have to decrease your sleep. One simple rule. Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Salatul Isha, La Samara Ba'd Al Isha. The Nabi of Allah said, it is not my way that we have chats and we waste our time after Salatul Isha. If you've got no work, get in the bed as quick as possible. Just bring the routine that you sleep early and you get up early for tahajjud, your nafs will be under control. That's all you have to do, nothing more. Ocean in a cup. That's what Mawlana Zakariya done, but you have to take the ocean out of the cup. So that's all. Don't do heavy mujahadas and now you're straining your body and you can't sleep. Just sleep early. Don't talk with the people. Make little talim with your wife. Have a little bit pillow talk. It's good to talk to the wife before you sleep. Otherwise the marriage won't survive also. She's a foreigner, you're a foreigner in the same house. You people just got visa. Alright? So you need to move from there. Talk a little bit. Then we're talking to all the wrong people. Sleep quickly. And then get up quickly. Now that difficulty of opening your eyes in tahajjud and making it to the musalla, if you can master that, your nafs will be subjugated under your control. Qillatul manam, qillatul anam. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi was very strict on this. He would say that now we have to change it. Now we can't say reduce companionship. We have to practically say delete companionship. I'm not saying that. Hazrat was in hal sometimes. He would say that today the dangers of company, it is very, very, very dangerous. If we can stay away from people's company, meet the family as much as we need, meet for the halal and the effort to fulfill our responsibility, be very careful of company, because the transfer of evil comes from the people in our hearts. And then when we go to the wrong company, we lose the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last one that Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi or Mashayikh mentioned, it is beautifully the last one, qillatul kalam, control your speech. Control your tongue and you have got your entire nafs under control. Yeah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, it is my practice, not mine, Imam Ghazali, my practice that when I want to say something, I ask myself, do I need to say it or is there somebody around who can say it? I go through this every time. Okay, there's nobody around, so I need to say this. Okay, now I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Am I going to say it to show him I know it or am I going to say it to rectify him? And then if I agree that I'm saying it to rectify it, when I say it, now listen to the danger, am I going to add all the masalas into it, or am I going to get back to the point, brother, that's not good, leave it alone. No, listen here my friend, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't do this, and I thought about this, and this is my experience. Now you end up giving a long bayan, you him fight, you people don't practice on the sunnah. Just simple, brother, don't do this. Brother, do this. Are we going to say just what we need to say, or are we going to lengthen it? When you lengthen it, your nafs will come in there, and quickly he'll put his masala, he'll have his foot in there as well. And after we say it, are we going to ensure that we want people to say that we said it? This is how they control their speech. Is it necessary? أَمْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. The Nabi of Allah said it so beautifully, I have 1 minute. Hold on to your tongue. Hold on to it. People will fakkar riqab. People will be flung into Jahannam. Deep, long, deep, long. You know, beautifully, Mufti Rahmatullah Alayhi, before he mentioned now in the bottom majlis, under the masjid, he said that the asal of these majalis is to come quietly, connect your heart to the heart of the mashayikh, and whatever Allah has blessed them, they bless them. It is through our weaknesses that these mashayikh have been given the responsibility to speak to us. Let us draw from our heart. We must control our speech. If we do those four things, inshallah, we'll bring our nafs under control. We'll benefit from our mashayikh. We've given four etiquettes of the shaykh, four etiquettes of the nafs, four etiquettes of the heart. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the understanding. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyul kareem.